Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are in the middle of our week, really breaking down Ephesians chapter 4, and we're seeing what we began to see yesterday is Paul is kind of describing the reality in the culture of Ephesus, of the non-believers. And I think there's a way in which we can be like, oh, that's a dynamic going on in non-believers. But what's important and we're going to begin to see is this is the nature that we're coming from. We're coming from a nature with darkened understanding, with ignorance of the word of God, with ignorance of who the Lord is. And so there's this temptation, even as we're renewed, and he's writing to the church in Ephesus, which is a massive church that's been built up in Christ, all of these different things. He's writing there and he's saying, this is going to be a temptation for you. Don't fall back into futility. Don't fall back into the darkness of your minds. Don't fall back into living as the Gentiles do. And I think if we're honest, we feel this temptation. We feel this temptation sometimes to be like, Lord, is anything I'm doing matter? Is this Christian life I'm living? Is like the way that I'm walking? Is the things that I'm trying to do for your kingdom? Are the things I'm doing at work? Are the things I'm trying to do in my family? Are they even having any effect? And I think sometimes the enemy can be lurking around us, friends, in our communities. And I just want to use this word from Paul to really overcome for us a spirit of discouragement. And just right now, if there's any spirit of discouragement in your own life as you're listening to this, to feel like there's a lie that says actually the life with Christ is the thing that's futile and the life in the world is the thing that's fun, exciting, and fruitful. That is a lie from the pit of the enemy. And I want to encourage you to persevere, to stay the course, and to not submit back under, as Paul says, that yoke of slavery. And do not fall for the lie that what you're doing is futile and how you're walking is futile. The life, this Christian life that God has laid before us, is worth fighting for. It's worth fighting for unity. It's worth fighting for charity. It's worth fighting for love and to be loving each other in Christian maturity. It's worth to do the things that God calls you to. It's worth for you to stay in your lane. It's worth for you to get up and go be a teacher every day. It's worth for you to get up and go drive to your job. It's worth for you to try to help your children know the Lord. Friends, it is worth it, even if it feels futile and slow. It is worth it. And so take that encouragement from Paul. Do not fall back into the futility of the world as a temptation to say, what I'm doing is purposeless. What I'm doing is futile. I'm just going to go back to what I was doing before. No, that is a lie from the enemy. So we're going to go ahead and read some of our psalm for today, Psalm 102. I'm just going to read a little bit because it's a pretty long psalm. And then we're going to get into our next steps of Ephesians chapter 4. Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to thee. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is smitten like grass and withered. I forget to eat my bread. Because of my loud groaning, my bones cleave to my flesh. I am like a vulture of the wilderness, like an owl of the waste places. I lie awake. I am like a lonely bird on the housetop. All the day my enemies taunt me, for those who deride me use my name for a curse. For I eat ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink because of your indignation and anger. For you have taken me up and thrown me away. My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass. Let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord, that he looked down from his holy height. From heaven the Lord looked at the earth to hear the groans of the prisoners, to set free those who were doomed to die, that men may declare in Zion the name of the Lord, and in Jerusalem his praise, when peoples gather together and kingdoms come to worship the Lord. Lord, this is kind of the perfect psalm for this discouragement that we're talking about. This discouragement that David experienced of, where am I going? I feel purposelessness. Is anything worth it? Lord, are you going to look down upon me? The suffering in my life is hard. And we just join with David as he declares, generations to come will see the fruit and the faithfulness of the Lord. Generations to come will see the fruit and the faithfulness of the Lord. We declare that in our lives, Lord, that even if we feel like what we're doing is futile, that this discouragement maybe that we experience will not win, and generation after generation, let what you do in our lives through our obedience and our faithfulness, not through our success, not through our power, not through our money, not through our own goodness, not through our own leadership, not from needing people to affirm us, but from you, what you will do will be recorded to be seen for unborn generations to come, that your goodness and faithfulness is what bears great fruit. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love this psalm as we're praying it, because there's a way, like, it seems like David is like living in futile thinking, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem kind of like David is walking in this futile thinking? Is like, my days are pointless. My days are useless. I'm like a vulture of the wilderness. I'm lying in waste. My days pass away like smoke. Anybody? Okay, maybe we're not that dramatic when we're like saying this stuff to the Lord, but sometimes we feel that. We feel that. And I love that he goes through this, but then his response is, Lord, you're enthroned forever. You are enthroned forever, and you will rise up and you will have favor on me, for you are the one that the nations fear. You are the one who will build up Zion. You will regard, I love this in 17, you will regard the prayer of the destitute, and you will not despise our supplication. And what you will do will be recorded for a generation to come. And friends, this is the key, even just going back to that first episode that we had, this is the key to not fall back in futile thinking, taking our eyes off of ourselves. What does David do? He takes his eyes off of his mess, off of his struggle, off of all of these different things. He takes his eyes off of himself and he says, but you, I'm discouraged. I'm falling back into this thinking of nothingness, but you are the one the nations fear. You are the one whose glory stretches from the ends of the earth. It's you, Lord. And friends, when we are in desolation, when we're in discouragement, when we're slipping back saying, you know what? I think my old ways of life are more fruitful. I think these other ways of living are more fun. I don't even know if anything I'm doing is working or matters or whatever it is. We get out of it not by saying, no, I'm doing so great. Give myself a pat on my back. We get out of it by saying, but everything belongs to the Lord. And Lord, I can't see it, but you will rise up in the midst of my supplication. You will rise up in the midst of my destitution. You will rise up, and what you will do in this hour when I can do nothing, instead of falling into discouragement, instead of falling in futility and nothingness and purposelessness, my purpose is set firmly on the Lord, that my purpose is stirred up by what he has done and what he will do. And so my futility of my mind is unlocked. I'm entering into a renewal of my mind, and I'm entering back into this life of God that God has for me through my baptism by calling on the Holy Spirit and saying, Holy Spirit, help me proclaim the works of the Lord. Help me proclaim who God is. Help me proclaim what he's done for me. Help me proclaim all of these different things. Help me proclaim the Lord, so that I'm not falling back into the ignorance, so that I'm not falling back into this temptation of saying, maybe what the world has for me is better, because then my mind is darkened. And what enlightens our mind is the Holy Spirit giving us a clear vision of God. So I want to go back to Ephesians 4 very briefly and just read that part. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. Due to their hardness of heart, they have become callous and have given themselves up to licentiousness, greedy to practice every kind of uncleanness. You did not learn so in Christ. We talked about this very briefly at the end of yesterday's episode. A good examination, if you're falling back into the futility of your mind, to say, is my heart becoming hardened? Is my heart tender? Or is my heart callous? Is my heart hard to certain people? Has my heart been hardened to certain circumstances? Has my persistence in certain sin allowed certain places in my heart to become callous and cut off actually to what God is saying to me? Am I not able to receive correction in certain places? Am I not able to grow in certain places? Am I walking into certain parts of the community and only going towards the people I preference and holding bitterness and callousness against others? How am I looking at the greedy and licentious practices of the world? Am I doing unclean practices? Am I even looking at shows? Like, friends, I was super committed about a very, very popular show that's been out. And I think it'll be over by this point. But this show, The Summer I Turned Pretty, and it's been like this cultural phenomenon. It's like this teenage love story, apparently. And everybody's watching it and everyone's talking about it. It's all on social media. And I had watched like the first couple seasons, and then I was watching it socially with friends. And after the first two episodes, I felt like the Holy Spirit was like, this is toxic. And this is a practice of uncleanness, actually, that you're participating in because you're filling your mind with toxic love. You're filling your mind with things that are of the world. And I don't want to hold that over anybody else to be like, you shouldn't watch this show. But are there things that are kind of leading us to obsessive thoughts about the world? Are there things that we're allowing ourselves to look at to see that it's not like, oh, it's pornography, but it's things of the world that we're listening to that are glorifying unhealthy relationships, that are glorifying disordered sexuality? And we're kind of like, well, the beat is good, or I like the character, so we're excusing ourselves. But we enter into these practices, and then there's a way that in real relationship and in relationship with the Lord, our heart is a little bit hardened the more we enter into these worldly practices. And so are there things that I'm entering into, that you're entering into, that our minds need to be enlightened, that the Lord's saying, actually, these practices are leading you away from that. They're not objectively sinful, but they're leading you away from the life of God. And what's happening is it's increasing your hardness of heart. So just begin to examine our consciences to say, where is their hardness of heart creeping in? I had a situation still for a long time, for about a year, some just really challenging things in different relationships, and this hardness of heart and this callousness was just coming into my heart of being like, this will never change. This will never change. This will never change. And I was giving into this discouragement. And then there was this place in my heart that just, it kind of had closed up and scabbed over. And it was a callus that was forming of this hardness. And so the Spirit is inviting us to look at ourselves and say, where am I giving into hardness of heart? And those are maybe places that I'm giving into futile thinking. And I need the encouragement of the Spirit. I need the enlightenment of the Spirit to come enlighten my understanding, so that I'm set free from the hardness of heart, so that I'm living and walking in love, so that I have a mind that is alive to the Spirit. I have a mind that is alive to the Spirit, being transformed in the Spirit. And that's a little bit of what we want to talk about tomorrow, is what did we learn in Christ? He ends this saying, you did not learn so in Christ. What did we learn in Christ? And we learned how to be alive to the Spirit in our minds. And so Holy Spirit, as we just end our time together, I ask that you would just come very gently and show us our hearts. Show us our hearts. Show us those places that have been callous. Show us those places that we've given our hearts over too much to the world. Show us those places where we've stopped listening to you, where we've stopped walking with you. Maybe not even fully, but in ways that aren't even sinful, but ways that we've just been compromising and giving into futility. And help us to respond to that futility with worship and declaration of who you are and what you've done. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.